కుంజ విహారీ. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ప్రభుపాద్ 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 జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ 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 జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శిష్యమత్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య పిపిటి ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య సేవర్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శిష్యమత్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి జయ. ప్రేమసి కహు శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృందకి జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ గోపు గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ. బ్రజభూమి వృందావన్ ధామకి జయ. నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర ధామకి జయ. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి జయ. గంగమయ్య యమునమయ్య కీ జయ. భక్తిదేవి తులసి మహారాణి కీ జయ. సామవేద గౌర భక్త వృంద కీ జయ. పతిత పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకాధీష్ కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకానాథ్ కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్రా మహారాణి కీ జయ. శిశి గౌర్నితాయ్ కీ జయ. శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. శీల ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్స్డెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కీ జయ. శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత అడ్వెండే మహామహోత్సవ్ కీ జయ. నితాయ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతే నైష్టికే. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3rd చాప్టర్ 10th ఎంటైటిల్డ్ డివిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ టెక్స్ట్ 3. సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకోశారవిర్ముని ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహతాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థితానస్థ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌష రవిర్మునిః ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహ తాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానస్థ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌషారవిర్మునిః ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహ తాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానస్థ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన యత్రాకౌశార్య వీర్మునిః తత్ప్రత్యాహతాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానస్థ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌశార్య వీర్మునిః ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహ తాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానస్థ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ సచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌశారవిర్మునిః ప్రీత్యః ప్రత్యాహతాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానాథ భార్గవ వైష్ణవీస్ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌశార్యవిర్మునిః ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహతాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానాథ భార్గవ వైష్ణవీస్ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌశారవిర్మునిః ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహతాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానాథ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ ఏవం సంచోదితస్తేన క్షత్రాకౌశార్యవిర్మునిః ప్రీతః ప్రత్యాహతాన్ ప్రశ్నాన్ హృది స్థానాథ భార్గవ సూత ఉవాచ శ్రీ సూత గోస్వామి సెడ్ ఇవం దస్ సంచోదితః బీయింగ్ ఎన్లైవెన్డ్ తేన బై హిమ్ క్షత్ర బై విదుర కౌశార విహి ద సన్ ఆఫ్ కుషార మునిః గ్రేట్ సేజ్ ప్రీతః బీయింగ్ ప్లీజ్ ప్రత్యాహ రిప్లైడ్ తాన్ దోజ్ ప్రశ్నాన్ questions hridisthana from the core of his heart atha thus bhargava o son of bhrugu translation and purport by his divine grace is bhaktivedanta swami shila prabhupada ki translation suta goswami said o son of bhrugu the great sage maitreya muni thus hearing from vidura felt very much enlivened Everything was in his heart. And thus, he began to reply to the questions one after another. Purport. The phrase Suta Uvacha, Suta Goswami said, appears to indicate a break in the discourse between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. While Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, Suta Goswami was only one member of a large audience. But Suta Goswami was speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by the sage Shaunaka, a descendant of Sukadeva Goswami. This, however, does not make any substantial difference in the topics under discussion. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So, I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for glorifying Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So, today we will discuss how Srimad Bhagavatam is not chronological and how to understand it, like in this current discussion between Vidura and Maitreya, suddenly, you know, there is reference of Suta Goswami. So, how to understand that? And then we'll discuss today's, like, since Gita Jayanti, we'll discuss some glories of Bhagavad Gita and glories of Srila Prabhupada's translation, some real life incidences. Okay. So, first of all, if we see, there are different frames of conversations in Srimad Bhagavatam. It starts with the, you know, Suta Goswami discussing with the sages of Naimisharanya. That discussion, so this is one frame of, you know, discussion. It leads to next one. What is? Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. So this is the second frame of reference. And then if we go further, this is like, you know, third frame of reference wherein Vidura is discussing with Maitreya. We see this in Bhagavatam many times. Sometimes it goes up to six levels, you know, especially when there is a discussion about whether Krishna is person or, you know, impersonal or personal. In Rajasuya Yagya, Yudhishthir Maharaj asked to Narad Muni. So these are like, you know, two plus that. Then Narad Muni refers to discussion between the four Kumaras. Then the Kumaras, they refer a discussion between, you know, Naranarayan Rishi. So it just goes on and we lost track and we fall asleep. Because it is just so inconceivable. Suddenly, you know, from somewhere, so already it is, you know, a little technical subject. How Brahmaji got created, got bewildered, and suddenly Sudha Goswami comes. So how to understand? One more kind of, you know, confusing scenario. Srila Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, but he was sitting when Bhagavatam was spoken. And then, you know, in the Bhagavatam itself, it comes how, after writing all the Puranas and Upanishadas, Vyasadeva was dissatisfied. Then he met Narad Muni. And Narad Muni asked, because you have not sufficient, Narad Muni says him, because you have not sufficiently glorified Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna, and pure devotional service, that's why you are not satisfied. Then how to understand this again? Because Bhagavatam is one of the Puranas, right? We say Amala Purana. So he has already compiled all the Puranas, that means he has already written Bhagavatam. And then he is still dissatisfied. And then Narad Muni is saying, you have not sufficiently glorified. You got the point? So Bhagavatam is already compiled because it's part of Puranas, right? Agree? And then he got dissatisfied. Then how come? Sounds little confusing. Do you get this point? Bhagavatam is amongst 18 Puranas. It was already compiled. Because I'll come to that point. Yes. And then he says that after compiling all the Puranas, he was dissatisfied. And then Narad Muni says that you need to glorify Krishna specifically. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he comes to our rescue. He says, actually, yes, Vyasadeva has compiled Bhagavatam before, but he had not zoomed in, or he has not exclusively mentioned about pure devotional service. So what he did? Edited it. Vyasa means also editor. And his own compilation, right? So he had not actually, and if we understand, all these personalities were Shrutidhar. There were nothing was in written form, right? Vyasadeva, for our sake, he, you know, wrote it. So then Bhagavatam to Shukadeva Goswami, right? And then Shukadeva Goswami, he tells it to Parikshit Maharaj. All with me till now? So Vyasadeva, after hearing from Narad Muni, he did whatever changes he had to do. He told it to Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami, he went, he told it to Parikshit Maharaj. And then within that assembly, there was Suta Goswami. And when Suta Goswami was telling this to the sages of Naimisharanya, Vyasadeva was present there also. And this version, what we have written, is that writing of Vyasadeva who heard the same Srimad Bhagavatam from the assembly of Suta Goswami. So this is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur resolves this. So, is this clear? So, Vyasadeva initially wrote Bhagavatam. He was dissatisfied. Narad Muni came. He said, okay, zoom in on pure devotional service to Lord Krishna. He did it. So it became Amala Puran. That Amala Puran, he told it to Shukadeva Goswami. Now, if we see, Shukadeva Goswami comes towards the end of first canto. So is Bhagavatam not part of the, is first canto not part of Bhagavatam? No, it is. How? So Shukadeva Goswami told to Parikshit Maharaj. In that assembly, Suta Goswami was there. He listened. He told at another gathering to the sages of Naimisharanya. In that gathering, again Vyasadeva was present and he wrote that in written form. And therefore, in between, we are seeing this reference of Suta Goswami. It's clear? So this is how we can understand these, you know, different frames of conversation. But there are many things in Bhagavatam which still are inconceivable. Why? Because it is non-different from Krishna, and we cannot conquer Krishna by our own intelligence. Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is again incarnation of Vyasadeva, he writes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, chapter 21, text 23 and 24. Mahachintya Bhagavata Sarva Shastra Gai Ihana Bhujiye Vidya Tapa Pratishthai Bhagavata Bhujiheno Yara Achejan Sena Jane Kabu Bhagavatera Praman. He says that Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond mundane understanding. Inconceivable. It cannot be understood by scholarship, penance, or one's own austerities. One who is not devotee will never understand by scholarship. So, some things in Bhagavatam will be still mystery, but we know that yes, it is whatever is written is perfect, and eventually we'll understand by mercy of Guru and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport wherein the Brahmana goes to Dwaraka to give the letter, and he tells Krishna, okay, Draupadi is waiting, and they travel from Dwaraka to Kaundinyapur. So there one of the verse comes, it says that, you know, they traveled through many deserted land, hilly areas, and, you know, finally they reach. So in the purport, Prabhupada says that means there was a desert between Dwaraka and Kaundinyapur. So, and then he gives reference that many historians or scientists, they say that the desert in Saurashtra area in India, so like if we see Dwaraka is here and Kaundinyapur is in like somewhere in Maharashtra here. So in between there is a region which is a deserted land, Saurashtra. So he says, Bhagavatam says that you know, Krishna traveled through the deserted land to reach here. So Prabhupada says that many scientists, they say that this has been recently, you know, formed, this desert. But we are not concerned. He says, you know, we are happy Krishna reached, you know, Dwaraka, and we'll live up to them, you know, about the deserted land. And then he said, but we are happy Krishna reached, you know, Dwaraka. But this is just an example to show that what is mentioned in Bhagavatam is true, though the so-called scientist may not fathom it. And then the perfect example is fifth canto. You take it and you start thinking too much scientifically, you will blow your head off. It requires devotion to understand. So with this, we'd like to stop on this verse. Any questions or comments? Yes, bro.
Of what you're talking about, and what Prabhupada was talking about in the purport, but don't worry about the technicality. Rabindranath showed me a letter back a couple months ago about a devotee was asking Prabhupada a question about the parampara and how there were gaps. You know, there were big gaps in the parampara. Starting to go back to Krishna. And Prabhupada's basically, in so many words, his answer was, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's just, don't worry. Don't get hung up on the technicality. It's, the message is coming down perfectly the same, so even if there's some gaps, don't worry about it. You familiar with that letter? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, same thing.
Yeah. So, again, from tomorrow's verse, Maitreya will continue talking about Krishna to Vidura. And meanwhile, we'll discuss, since today is Gita Jayanti Day, most auspicious, we'll discuss about... Yes, before that question.
Hare Krishna. The translation, Shonaka Rishi is referred to son of Bhrigu. I was wondering if you can tell us who Bhrigu is.
Oh, okay. So, these are all great sages. Bhrigu Muni was the same who was tasked by the devatas, demigods, to find out who is supreme, Brahma, Vishnu or Mahesh. So Bhrigu Muni is actually the son of Brahma. So he goes to Lord Brahma, doesn't offer his obeisances. Lord Brahma gets agitated mentally. So he immediately realizes he is not supreme. He goes to Lord Shiva, who is his brother. When Lord Shiva comes to embrace, he says, don't touch me. You are like all inauspicious skulls and crematorium ashes. Lord Shiva becomes angry, about to open third eye, he runs from there. You know, he understands he is not supreme. Then he goes to Lord Vishnu. He kicks on his chest. And Lord Vishnu, what he says? My chest is very hard. Let me massage your feet. It must have been hurt. So this is the same Bhrigu.
So why is Shonaka Rishi the son of Bhrigu?
No, so Shon...
And what's the relationship between Bhrigupati? Like the...
No, Bhrigupati is Parushuram. So that is separate. That is incarnation of Shaktavesha avatar of Lord, who has come to destroy the Kshatriya. So Keshava Druta, Bhrigupati Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So this is only Bhrigu, that is Bhrigupati. And we have Bhrigupati Prabhu. So, is that answered your question? Yeah. Okay, one last question. We'll discuss about Bhagavad Gita. We have just 7 minutes. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
Thank you for your wonderful class. So you were explaining very well how Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he elaborate in the Bhavatam, how the Bhavatam, the way how you explain. Can you give a reference where
Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay, and then second question. You mentioned how Vrindavan Das Thakur is an incarnation of Srila Vyasadev.
Yes.
So Srila Vyasadev, he never died since the time he came, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he's still alive.
Yeah.
And how is that possible? That
yeah, another...
The planet and then...
Yeah, similar thing. Haridas Thakur is incarnation of Brahmaji. How Haridas Thakur died? See, these personalities, they can expand. It's not that... So for us, you know, unless I die, I cannot take birth. That is because, you know, I'm a normal Jivatma. But these are like all, you know, so powerful personalities that if they have that desire, Krishna will have their expansion, you know, with them, performing that particular pastime. So same thing with Vasudev. He's actually non-different from Krishna. Krishna is in spiritual world always. He never leaves Vrindavan. How come Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Narasimha Dev comes? He just desires, it manifests. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to say something? Okay. Okay. So, since today is, you know, Bhagavad Gita appearance day, would like to read the glories of Bhagavad Gita as mentioned by Shankaracharya. He composed beautiful verses describe the, you know, glories of, you know, Bhagavad Gita. He says, Gita Shastram idam punyam yah patet prayatah puman Vishnupadah avapnoti bhaya shoka adi varjitah. One who with a regulated mind recites with devotion this Bhagavad Gita scripture, which is the bestower of all virtue, will attain to a holy abode such as Vaikuntha, the residence of Lord Vishnu, which is always free from mundane qualities based on fear and lamentation. Gita adhyayana shailasya pranayam parasyasya cha naiva shanti hi papani purvajanma kritani cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of his past misdeeds will not act upon him. Maline mochane pumsam jalasnanam dine dine sakrit gita mrutasnanam samsara malanashanam. One may cleanse himself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for him the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Gita su gita kartavya kim anyah shastra vistarahi yasvayam padam bhashyam mukhapadam vinishrita. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all Vedic literatures. But it is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice, because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have three more verses. Bharatam rutashravanam Vishnu vaktrad vinishritam Gita gangodakam pitva punarjanman vidyate. By drinking the Ganges water of Gita, the divine quintessence of Mahabharata emanating from the holy lotus mouth of Lord Vishnu, one will never take rebirth in the material world again. In other words, by devotionally reciting the Gita, the cycle of birth and death is terminated. We have that chance after a couple of hours. Devotionally recite Gita and done. Sarvopanishado gavo dogdha gopala nandanah partho vatsa sudhir bhokta dugdham Gita amrutam mahat. All the Upanishads are like cow, and the milker of the cow is Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda. Arjuna is the calf. The beautiful nectar of Gita is the milk, and the fortunate devotees of fine theistic intellect are the drinkers and enjoyers of that milk. Ekam shastram devaki putra getam gitam eko devo devaki putra eva eko mantrasya tasya namani yani karmani ekam tasya devasya seva. There need be only one holy scripture, the divine Gita sung by Lord Sri Krishna. Only one worshipable Lord, Lord Sri Krishna. Only one mantra, his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And only one duty, devotional service unto that supreme worshipable Lord Sri Krishna. There are many, many references about glories of Lord. But we'll see a real life transformation. His Holiness Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Maharaj, he was explaining that he got a call from Israel. In Israel, we know Jerusalem is considered one of the holiest place for Christianity, Judaism and Islam, right? So this is a society of intellects there, and you know, the head of this society, he knew some 10 languages, you know, through and through. And they had studied all the scriptures, you know. And they had invited this Hare Krishna monk to speak. So he went, and while going, he thought, okay, these are all like intellects, you know. Maybe discussing some philosophy. So he did not take mridanga or anything, but just he took some, you know, kartal just. After going there, the head and then all the members are all intellect, very well to do. Everybody knew at least like, you know, 4 languages. So they said, Swamiji. So this, geographically, Jerusalem is a cluster of hills. He said, Swamiji, can you please go on this, you know, the top of this, you know, highest altitude hill and chant Hare Krishna. He was thinking he had to discuss some philosophy, but after going, first thing they requested is chant Hare Krishna. He said, why? He said, when you chant the holy names, they'll percolate and there will be peace, because you know, Jerusalem is always, you know, in conflict, right? So then he says, fine. He took his kartal, started singing Hare Krishna, and they, everybody, you know, followed him like Nagara Sankirtan. Then after, like, you know, chanting on this hill, they said, Swamiji, let's go to another, you know, area of the city and let's, you know, have this vibration, good vibes, you know, percolate there. He said, fine, you know. They went there, they chanted, you know, for a couple of hours. And then they said, you know, here is a vegetarian diet we have cooked, you know. We have referred to, you know, Kurma Dasa's book. But they said, we have not offered. Because in that book it is said, you know, devotee should offer. So can you please offer and, you know, honor it. And then, you know, he said, you know, wow, nice, you know. He offered it, you know, he, you know, they all honored the prasadam. And then he asked, how do you know that when we chant the holy names, it will benefit all and it will, like, you know, resolve the peace? So he said, we read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and other books cover to cover. And we have full faith that if somebody can give solution to the problems of Jerusalem and whole world, it's only Srila Prabhupada's book. Srila Prabhupada ki? Then not only that, they said that we'll fund you land, we'll fund you money, all the infrastructure, you come and establish temple here. Because we know, if the holy names are vibrated, then we can achieve real peace. He was shocked. Then he was talking with, you know, some other persons there. So one lady, she was a nun, they call it, right, in Christian tradition, the Matajis. So she said, I read regularly Srila Prabhupada books that helps me keep my vow, and I chant, you know, every day, 4 rounds, you know. And he said, I'll tell you something inside story. He said, you know what? He said, many of our fathers, they read Srila Prabhupada books. You know? So he asked, you know, why? He said, people come with so many questions and they don't have answer. But when they read Srila Prabhupada books, they could answer them. He said, of course, because they are a father, they cannot preach it. But then they take a reference from there and they have full faith that if somebody can give solution, that is Srila Prabhupada's. So this is the, it is said that when we are on top of mountains, suppose like, you know, many devotees we go for hiking, we cannot realize how big it is. But when we just walk down a little bit, then we'll start, you know, how big, how gigantic it is, right? So same way, every morning we read, you know, Prabhuji reads from Prabhupada's purport, we have Bhagavatam class, evening we have Bhagavad Gita class. Every day we are reading philosophy, sometimes we feel, my God, it's like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva means lullaby for devotees, you know. And Mahaprasade Govinda is waking call. Why? We are so much accustomed to this philosophy. But it is like we are on that mountain. If we just see, go little out and we see what a precious gift Srila Prabhupada has given in the form of this purport, wherein there is answer to any question. A person coming for 6 months in a temple, he can answer practically any question, any difficult question person may have about a life, about, you know, karma, about, you know, anything. You know, sometimes, you know, so-called scholars, they have objection that Srila Prabhupada, in his purport to Bhagavad Gita, he has put Bhakti Yoga even in Karma Yoga, in Jnana Yoga, and, you know, wherever, you know, is there is Ashtanga Yoga. Prabhupada says, no, the conclusion is Bhakti Yoga. So for these so-called scholars, you know, we have to say is that Prabhupada said what Krishna has to say. You don't have to wait for 18 chapter. You know, Prabhupada has already said it. And another thing, that's the essence, right? Prabhupada said anybody reads any book even for half an hour, he'll understand. I had a practical realization. I gifted, like when I went to my hometown, I gifted Bhagavad Gita to the mayor of the hometown. You know, it's in Marathi language. He just opened, you know, one page. Yes, you know, it came, happened to be under, and he just read for 1 minute. And he said, wow. I said, what did you read? He said, here it is stated that the human life is not meant to be wasted like an animal. He said, wow, I never heard that, you know. So this guy read for 30 seconds and he could get the essence. So that's the glory of Srila Prabhupada's purport, for which he burnt, you know, midnight oil. So for us, you know, the best way to show gratitude is, you know, of course, you know, distribute. So many times, you know, we get so much, you know, fired up by hearing, you know, Bhrugupati Prabhu and all devotees going out. And somehow I had promised him I'll come one day, but I could never go. So yesterday I was feeling, you know, I should do something. I texted my employer. I said, hey, tomorrow is Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you sponsor a case? And he immediately replied, yes. So we have to just have a desire and Krishna will give ways. So let's today pray that not only we read Bhagavad Gita as it is and apply in our life, but also we become a humble instrument to distribute it to as many as possible so that they can also make their life perfect. Grantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Bhagavad Gita as it is ki jai. Shri Mokshadaya Ekadashi ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.